everybody, and thanks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of serving as the pastor here. One of the things that makes Sugar Hill Church such a unique place is that we believe that within you is the real deal, that the Creator has taken and made you in His image. You are an image bearer. You are a child of the Most High God. And in doing so, I believe, and we believe, that within you is an extraordinary you. You have the great ability to find the real you and exceed any potential that you could ever imagine for yourself. But in a world of confusion and chaos, we can often lose our perspective of this messed up world and ourselves. Many of us lose our way to the degree that we aren't really sure about who we really are. And we really can't tell at times whether or not I know myself or who I really am or what it is that the divine wants me to do. So let's try to settle that issue with some clear understanding of who you are in the eyes of the divine. Now, it's one thing to look in the mirror and you see all of your own problems. When I look in the mirror, I see things like, wow, I'm losing my hair. Wow, my belly is getting bigger. Wow, my eyes look have black circles underneath them. I see all that. And yet, the Creator looks at me and says, that's my boy. That's my kid. I made him in my image. And so trying to bridge between those two, I think, takes a great deal of spiritual maturity. First, I want you to recognize that you are God's pick. He chose you. He wants you on His team. In 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning of verse 9, the text says, but you're not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest. You're a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for He called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you've received God's mercy. My friend, listen, God picked you to be on His team because He loves you with an unstoppable, unshakable, never-ending love. I want you to grasp that. You have been picked by God. Secondly, you belong to the same God that created you. In 1 Peter chapter 2, let's listen to verse 9 again. You are God's very own possession. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, you are a holy people. You who belong to the Lord our God, of all the people on the earth, the Lord your God has chosen you to be His own special treasure. You belong to the divine because He places great value on you. Well, you say, well, how would I know that? Well, in Luke chapter 12, here's what the gospel writer said. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or store food in any barns, for God feeds them, and you're far more valuable to Him than any birds. Now, I think we would all be glad that we're more valuable than birds, but the picture he's saying is they do nothing for themselves, and yet He still loves them. How much more so would He love us? But watch this now. It's also this beautiful picture. You belong to the divine because He paid for you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the scripture says, God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by this world. My friend, you are also a person that God has showed great mercy upon. If you go back to 1 Peter again in chapter 2, verse 10, once you received no mercy, now you've received God's mercy. Well, what does that mercy, what does it include? Well, it includes grace, which is a gift. You cannot buy it. You can't barter for it. It's a gift for eternity. Mercy is what you get. The divine saw you, loved you, has a plan for you, even when you were in your mom's womb. Plans for you to succeed for His glory and for your good. And then it also included forgiveness. The divine knows everything about you, and yet He still forgives you. And as if you needed more, you are a royal in the eyes of the divine. You say, well, Chuck, where did you get that? Listen to what 1 Peter chapter 2 said again. You are royal priests. Well, you say, well, I can't possibly be royalty, Chuck. Well, just think about this. As you're listening, as you're riding down the road or on your walk today or on the treadmill, just think about that. Chuck, look at my life. Who in heaven's name would let me be a royal? That's a great question. But watch this. God the Father saw your need, so He sent God the Son to pay for you so that you could be forgiven and knighted with royalty. God the Holy Spirit is keeping you and directing you and correcting you until that day when you go to live live in the heavens, designed and designated for children of the Most High God. That is you, my friend. So no matter how you feel as you head toward the end of this week, you, my friend, were picked by the divine. Walk out of your job today with your head held high, with your chest out, with a smile on your face, and know God picked me. What a beautiful picture. I can't wait to see you Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11 at Sugar Hill Church. God bless you. Bye now.